This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening. You are listening to the Evening Edition with Lee Chui Lin and Uma Pagan Ampike Pagan. We've had a pretty heavy day talking about the potential failure of planning for the MRT. We've been talking about marital rape.
Right.
So we're going to finish on a slightly lighter note. And this is because according to Monster.com, a recruitment company, in a recent poll, the majority of Malaysians who want to switch careers are looking for employment in the civil service and defense. So that's about 12% of the 799 Malaysians surveyed choosing those two sectors, with another 12% keen to join the education sector. I'm a little bit surprised.
Are you?
A little bit, yeah.
So I'm curious as to the demographics of the people surveyed. And the reason I ask that is just because I wonder if the change of government had anything to do with it, or whether it was a case of the state of the economy, because I think civil service jobs are seen as being somewhat secure.
Stable, yeah.
If you work there for a long time, you get pension.
Yes, and also I think there might be a post-GE rise, right, with people saying,
maybe I want to do something for the country.
Exactly. And also because there have been a lot of messages coming out from the government that we need to bolster the civil service if we're going to get anywhere as a nation.
Also because Dr. Mahathir just wants to fire them all for sabotage, right? He keeps bringing them up.
I just love, actually, that we have been given the opportunity to use the word sabotage or saboteur so often in recent months. But it is worth saying that according to the survey, the biggest reasons for making a career switch was better salary, financial stability, a lack of growth opportunity. But there was also a sense of a desire to do something more challenging and purposeful. And I suppose if you're in a patriotic mood, you could do worse than to join the civil service.
Correct. A lot of people were just looking for, and I quote, the best job, which is, I guess, what you should be doing, right?
All the time, yes.
All the time.
That's true.
Exactly.
Let us know your thoughts. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. I'd like to hear whether or not you are considering a career switch, and is that the reason, right? I mean, pay is always a good one, and I guess growth opportunity, always a good one. But also, are you looking for something purposeful? Are you looking for something that you can give back in?
I think it's also important to note that the civil service themselves need to actually change their, recruitment methods, because just say, Lynn, you've been working in the media for such a long time and you suddenly feel like you want to give back to the country. There's actually very few avenues for you to join the civil service and not start at a very low point.
Yes, and be useful.
And get a salary that is actually fit for your experience. So they need to make those sorts of exceptions and exemptions available. Otherwise, you lose out on people with experience and the best. And therefore, the only way to actually move up is if you start there at the very beginning and put in your time, right?
So that's part of a very long public-private pay scale debate. But in the meantime, we're crossing over to Jaron Tam, who is the senior policy analyst at the Center for Public Policy Studies. He also worked for about a year with the civil service as a contract staff. Jaron, thank you so much for joining us. What do you think about the survey results? Have you observed an increase in the interest or applications for jobs in the civil service?
Okay, for the first part, the survey results is based on 800 people. I think the indication is a very small sample size. Although it may show that some people are thinking about these jobs, I don't think the statement is a bit general to say that many are looking to switch over, because maybe even the sample size is biased towards a certain group of people, and I don't think it would reflect a wider population, although this is an indication for 800 people. And for the second part, an increase in application or interest in the civil service, it will be difficult for me to say, because I don't have the stats on how many applications SPA receives. SPA is the commission that is in charge of hiring people. They do release stats on how many people apply, and I do believe they have increased applicants every year in the region of about 200,000 people, if I'm not mistaken. And then they have to put in their filtering process, which is part of their hiring process, yeah.
Okay, so walk us through some of the pros of being in the civil service.
I think majority of the servants, they are in there for the pension. The pension benefits are good, and for your family. your healthcare is fully taken care of, and if you do most things right, is the I think the most secure job in Malaysia. Stable, secure, and you don't have to worry about your family. So I think that's the biggest draw of people applying for it. And then I would say career progression is also pretty good, because the way they promote people in the civil service is based on seniority, not on meritocracy. So if you're there for 5 years, you'll get a promotion over someone who is there for 3 years, even if the person is better than you. So career progression is pretty solid as well. You don't have to outperform others. You just have to be there and perform decently. So those two, pension and career progression.
Right. And having said that, what are some of the downsides?
For the disadvantages, I think the rigid nature of the service and the hiring process is a huge turnoff for new applicants. So why I say that, the hiring process is slow. It has a really bad filter and it only attracts the leftover people from the market. Okay, why I say this? Because the private sector naturally is fighting for the talent, right? The private sector is taking all the good talent, and our civil service is not fighting the private sector for this talent. They just allow the private sector to take them all up and then they take the leftovers in the market. I know it's bad to say, but that is the hiring process of our civil service. So I think that is a very push away factor, and that's why they are unable to get many of the top talents of university graduates from good universities. Maybe I'll say there is a glass ceiling for those who want to pursue a career of meritocracy. I think it's the same reason for why people want to be in there. It's also a reason why people don't want to be in there. It depends on your personality. If you want a safe job that lets you get promoted easily, or a job that you want to fight to get up to the top. And of course, salaries in the civil service is maybe 50 to 60% of the private sector.
Right, Jaron. So I guess another downside in the civil service is the fact that it's no longer racially diverse. Do you think there's a conscious effort to be inclusive?
I think it's... Okay, the question is difficult to answer, because it's not that they are not making a conscious effort. It's because the civil service is not receiving enough applicants from non-Bumiputra. So the basic problem is not that they are not trying, is they are not attractive enough to non-Bumiputra. So they are unable to harness a good enough applicant pool, and they are unable to pick a good selection of workers from there. I think if I'm not mistaken, out of the 200,000 applicants that I quoted, right? I mean, this is not last year's figures. This is a few years ago, maybe 2014. I think 180,000 were Bumiputra. Maybe 10,000 was Indian, 5,000 Chinese, and 5,000 others. So the gap is huge, and you're unable to be inclusive if your applicant pool itself is so biased. It's not biased. Your applicant pool is... Your applicant pool is so imbalanced. So whatever effort you try to put, you're unable to be inclusive with this kind of applicant pool.
Okay, so what's the landscape then for job opportunities in the civil service post-GE14? Has it changed much?
From what I understand, with some context in the service, I don't believe they had an intake this year, and they have reduced their intakes because they're trying to cut down on the number of entries so that they can allow the trimming of the study. But I don't think it is not significant, and they have not reduced that much.
I feel like some people would gain a sense of fulfillment and purpose from working as a civil servant, as they see it as an act of patriotism. I mean, do you think working in the civil service provides that?
But that's a good question. It's a very personal thing. I think it depends on the person's goals and motives for joining the service. I think personally, the Demi Negara feeling it should be your primary reason for joining the civil service. Like, it would be the most meaningful and purposeful job if you can do a public service job for the country, because it is being part of giving a service to the people, right? So I would say yes, this question is very relevant to those who are joining, but I do know that many are there for a stable job and for the pensions.
Jaron, thank you for joining us. That was Jaron Tam, Senior Policy Analyst at the Centre for Public Policy Studies. And I'm curious, I'll ask you first, Uma, before I direct it to everybody else.
Yes.
I mean, would you ever consider joining the civil service?
I have considered joining the civil service, actually, the Foreign Office. I'd gone for
of
an interview.
Course, it's the Foreign Office.
Yeah, but I'd gone for an interview and everything, and I encountered that problem. The interviewer, who was the deputy DG at the time, was actually incredibly apologetic because they were just like, "We're so sorry. We see your last drawn salary, but we know you. We can't offer you that. We have to start you at like 2,500 ringgit a month."
What's wrong with that?
It
Take
was
the MRT, Uma.
A big
Start
drop
saving money.
From my last drawn salary at the time. And I had to... Do you know how expensive it is to get to Putrajaya? There's no MRT to Putrajaya yet.
No.
And if they cancel the MRT too, there won't be.
For my part, it's actually something that I literally never considered. And I don't know. I'm not sure that I can't say for certain that I would moving forward. We'd love to hear from you. Would you ever consider joining the civil service? WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. We've got more tunes coming your way. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.